and saw-like teeth on one corner of our chromed brass mirror. Though sharp enough, this knife took 10 minutes to saw through a shark's tough belly. Hungry men become quite ingenious. We used an empty flare cartridge as bait. Once a shark had latched onto the cartridge, it instinctively wouldn't let go, and would become part of our food chain instead of vice versa. The shark's liver made a luscious, gooey meal. One of the things that kept us going at sea was inventing fantasy meals. I'd invent a menu and describe the cooking process that I learned by observing my Italian mother at work in the kitchen. My starving companions would want every detail. If I omitted a detail, they'd pounce. "You forgot to grease the skillet." Or, "What about the butter? Don't you need butter and gravy?" After drifting 2,000 miles, our small life raft and its starving occupants eventually reached the shores of enemy-occupied Kwajalein Island. I weighed 67 pounds. In the prisoner of war camp, there was little food for the prisoners, many of whom looked like skeletons. We invented as many ways as we could to pilfer food. I admired the creativity of the Scots who worked at the enemy's warehouse. They specialized in smuggling sugar. They'd tie off their pant cuffs and fill the legs. Or they'd ask for bigger work boots so they could fill the boots with goodies. Their most creative inventing took the form of excessive tea drinking. The Scots, to further the war effort, would drink tea all day and then take turns peeing on the enemy's rice, so by the time it reached its destination, it was spoiled. They took great delight in peeing on the cans of oysters addressed to the German Chancellor. I like the basic concept Rob expresses in Hardcore Inventing. Often what you need is already out there in the natural world, plain enough to see for anyone who is paying attention. Nature has always been an abundant source of inspiration to me. Often, the inventing process involves using existing things to create new ones. When I was a troubled youth, I learned to run fast by speeding away from the police. My brother Pete found a creative way to use that running skill. He introduced me to track, and this saved me from a life that was going nowhere fast. I became a runner and an Olympic athlete. Today, I am a grateful survivor. I was forced to invent in order to survive. Rob's inventions for survival at sea were 50 years too late for me, but will help save the lives of others. Perhaps if survivors in life rafts are equipped with his inventions, they'll have more time to work on their fantasy dinner menus. I hope this book helps all inventors succeed in finding and working on something they are passionate about and bringing the gift of their invention to the rest of the world. Introduction by Dr. Rob Yonover. I believe all people are inherently inventors and survivors. It's making your invention a reality and bringing it to market that are the hard parts. I've taken on this challenge for a large portion of my life and come up with a method and a roadmap to survive and thrive on this complex and frustrating journey. The IP cubed method: invent, protect, promote, profit. To me, the title of this book says it all. Hard, because you have to work extremely hard and stay committed beyond what you think is possible. Core, because you have to believe it and go for it with every ounce of your being. You have to live and breathe your invention, take care of it, and nurture it as if it were your child. We inventors start off with an idea, an attempt to bring it to fruition during our spare time. We have to absolutely maximize our time and effort. No one is going to pay anyone to work on his own invention. The IP cubed method is a direct and simple way to nurture and mature your invention. By breaking your inventing process down to these simple steps, you can accomplish what is necessary at the highest levels. Once you come up with your idea, or invent, the other three steps can be undertaken in order or at the same time. Protecting, promoting, and profiting from your invention should ideally occur at the same time. Whether it's a provisional patent, a utility patent, or a trademark, you can start protecting your invention right away. Given the lead time that it takes for the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to get back to you, you can start promoting your invention right away to investors, the media, manufacturers, and even friends, for practice. Even the profiting can happen early,